Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, May 15th, 2016, Pastor Paul Tolbert. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make Him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
God's word for our meditation is that part from Acts chapter 2. Just so the children remember again, just refresh your memories. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our defender. Amen. I now invite the children to come up here for a brief children's devotion having to do with these things, which, by the way, are delicious. So if no one comes up, I'm going to be extremely happy. Of course, I'll be a little bit sick, but Good morning. How you guys doing? Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning. They are, but they're not. You know what they are? They're Skittles. I love Skittles. Do you? All right. I'm going to explain something to you. Don't worry about this. You're all going to get... So don't worry about this, but I need to explain how you can use this to teach somebody about who the Holy Spirit is. Now, I knew that He was God. Yeah. Jesus is God. Yeah. And God the Father is God. I knew that when I was, probably about your age. I knew that. My mom and dad made sure I knew that. But I didn't quite understand the Holy Spirit, because you hear a lot of talking about the Father, and you hear a lot of talking about the Son, Jesus, but you hardly hear any talking about the Holy Spirit. That's because the Holy Spirit's job is to talk about the Father and the Son. So He'd always make sure that we learn that. So this is Skittles. Now, I'm going to be giving this to you. Is there something in here? How do you know there's something in here? You can see and hear it. Guess what? That's how God the Holy Spirit was when He came. He said, normally you can't see Him. Can you see Him out there? You see Him out there? I can't see Him. No? And you couldn't see Him back then either, but you could see Him. You could see Him on this day, because He showed Himself in a different way. He showed Himself as tongues of fire that came and they separated, they landed on your head, and it didn't burn you. And then they could talk in other languages they had never learned, and they heard a sound like a blowing of a violent wind. What does that sound like? Can you make a sound of a tornado? Oh, that's a good one, yeah. Well, they heard it, but there's no wind. They just heard the sound of a wind. So everyone's got their attention. And then God says He's going to give us gifts through the Holy Spirit. And this is kind of what the Holy Spirit is like. It's kind of like this. You hardly see Him, because what His job is to make sure you see the important thing on the inside. I did. So on the inside, He has different gifts for us. Here. Would you like to have this gift? You can have it. Go ahead, eat it. Is it tasty? Is it what it was that I said?
Okay.
Yeah, they do. And they're really good. And she's going to be chewing for a long time, because it's a really tasty one, isn't it? So one of the things that you have, God has lots of different gifts for us. He has gifts of forgiveness. He has gifts of food that He gives to us through our parents, clothes, fun times, all those things He gives to us, and it comes through the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to give you two of these containers. I'm going to give one for you, and you can have that one and all the goodies that are inside it, and then you can keep the empty container, and it's all gone, and when someone comes into your room, you might say, what are you keeping that empty container for? Oh, that's to remind me of the Holy Spirit. Well, there's nothing in it. Well, that's... Holy Spirit likes to give things away, so it's not all about the Holy Spirit, it's about what he wants to know about him. And then you have one you can give to a friend. There you go. Yeah. All right. So let's fold our hands and pray, shall we? Dear Jesus. Oh, and this is kind of cool. The Holy Spirit told us to take his good news and share it with other people. So I'm going to start the prayer and then you repeat after me, okay? Dear Jesus, thank you for taking away all of the naughty things that we do every day. We're sorry. Please keep your promise, because you are the promise keeper. Keep your promise to give to me your Holy Spirit and all of his gifts. Amen and amen. And now, I'm going to ask you to take two with you, one for yourself, one for a friend, and I'm going to ask you to do one more thing. Don't open this up in church, okay? It'll be too distracting for your mom and dad. They'll want to grab it from you, and they'll say they'll want to eat it all, you know, how it is. Or maybe I'll see you do it, and I'll have to interrupt my sermon and go down and eat it all. So, here you go. As soon as you get two, you may go back to your seats. There you are. There you are. Here you go. Here you go. Got your two? There you go. Take them both. There you go. There you go, guys. And there's still stuff. You're welcome. You're welcome. I don't know how much you can hear this in the back there, but they are saying you're welcome. So all of you parents who are always worried about that, they're still remembering. I'm now going to share with you the same part of God's word you've already heard. And you're going to say, well, maybe I'm not going to pay attention now. I'll just wait till you're done. Please pay attention just another minute.
When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting.
Se les aparecieron entonces unas lenguas como de fuego que se repartieron y se posaron sobre cada uno de ellos.
Ze werden allemaal gevuld met de Heilige Geest en begonnen vreemde talen te spreken, woorden die de Heilige Geest hun ingaf.
Or, à ce moment-là, les Juifs pieux venus de toutes les nations du monde séjournaient à Jérusalem.
その音を聞いたとき、大勢の人々が集まってきました。一人一人が自分の国語で話しているのを聞いて戸惑っていました。
Изрекоше зачуджено питање: Нису ли то они люди кои говоре галилејски?
Nous sommes Perses, Médès ou Elamites. Nous habitons la Mésopotamie, la Judée, la Cappadoce, le Pont ou la province d'Asie.
Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and all parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues.
Ze stonden aan de grond genageld en wisten niet wat ze ervan moesten denken. Ze zeiden tegen elkaar, wat heeft dit toch te betekenen?
Otros se burlaban y decían, lo que pasa que están borrachos.
Pentecost. It means 50 days. 50 days from Passover. Oh, how cool is that? Okay, so the Lord had described this particular feast. It's also called the Festival of Weeks or Thanksgiving. It's kind of like our National Day of Thanksgiving, except way back then it was right now. What's neat is that it was a time, a happy time, because the Jewish people who believed in Jesus and were following his rules that he had set in place to all point to him, get them ready for him coming, they would all try to get there for the festival of the Passover and the Festival of Weeks, the Festival of Pentecost. And so he had all these families together, and of course you had the singing and the dancing and all the fun stories that would happen all the way along. It was a great time. It was so much fun. And what happened is, as they bring them to God's house and they're bringing their children and they're telling their children all this stuff, as they're walking up to Jerusalem, up those mountains, they're singing some of the psalms that you and I, like we sang right now, they're chanting them along the way. Some of those songs are called the Psalms of Ascent, which means as you're walking up to Jerusalem, you sing those songs with your family. How cool is that? So they're always making sure their children know, because God had designed this feast for them to be recognized with thanksgiving. You need to know something about when this all happened. Pentecost. The disciples were all together in one place. You are all together in one place. Why do Christians do that? You know, week after week, we come here and we get together. Now, you need to know something. It happens so easily here. We don't understand the tremendous blessing that God has given to us here. There are people who are online viewing us in other countries right now. And they wish with their whole heart they could be here and be with us, because they know what a treasure it is to gather with fellow Christians. They know what a treasure that is. And they're not monks and nuns living in a nunnery or a monastery. They're out there somewhere. No, they're just Christians like you and me, but they can't be here with us. And we're so used to it, sometimes we feel, well, you know, it's too tired to get up in the morning. It's too cold, definitely too cold. Too cold in the morning. And they would say, oh, we would love to be there with you and thank God for the cold together. And thank God for the sunshine or the rain together. That'd be so awesome. We kind of forget that, because that's one of the blessings that the Lord just gives to us over and over and over. It's kind of like breathing. When's the last time you thank God for that little muscle that keeps you breathing even when you're sound asleep? Yeah. Feast of Pentecost. Now, the Feast of Pentecost has its roots way, way back when, and it has to, there's some kind of cool things happened back then. They took two loaves of bread. Now, these are not the pita kind of bread anymore. These are actual loaves made with leaven. So that means they were like grandma's home-baked bread, except they were big loaves. Big loaves. Two of them. And the priest, at a particular time, was supposed to take these two loaves and go in front of God's people and in God's temple and wave these two as a great thank offering to God, as a way to show him that they appreciated everything he did all throughout nature to make sure they would have a bountiful harvest, because they knew who was in charge of the weather. They knew. And they knew that it was just out of his phenomenal grace and mercy that they received one blessing after another. So they have these two big loaves. Well, then eventually over time, guess what? The moms and dads said, how can we explain this so our kids start to pay attention? They're not paying attention. So they said, well, you know, let's remember something that's even better than food, children. Let's remember the food of life, God's word. And so over the course of time, they remembered and they associated these two loaves on a great feast of Thanksgiving, of the Feast of Pentecost, they associated them with God giving his law at Mount Sinai in a written form. We now had God's word in a written form. So they were gathered together to remember how good God was, not just physically, but spiritually. They had his life-giving and life-sustaining word. How neat is that? So as they're doing this, then comes this other thing going on. You hear this sound of like a tornado, but there's no wind, and it comes from heaven, okay? And they're looking up to heaven, and it's nothing there, and all of a sudden, it's coming from a house, and this is before speaker systems. This is really unusual. And so everyone starts to go, what's going on here? They're scratching their heads, and as they can look through the outside windows to the inside, they see what the disciples see, that on top of everybody's heads are little flames of fire, tongues of fire, but they're not burning up. There's no smell of smoke. Nobody's getting burned. They're not calling 911 because they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other languages, telling what God had, amazing things that he has done. Think back. 2 loaves of bread, 2 tablets of stone that came down from Mount Sinai, they were all really cool, right? Right. I don't know how well you remember your Bible history, but the first time God gave that did not turn out so good. When God gave his law to Moses on Mount Sinai, just a quick refresher, God gave his law to Moses, and God himself used his own finger to write it down so Moses would see, this is my word, this is really important, you will have no other gods, you will not misuse my name, you will worship me, you will honor those I put in authority over you, you will respect my gift of life and cherish it, you will respect my gift of marriage and you will cherish it, and you will not be discontent and take somebody else's stuff or greedy. You will be my people. I am your God. So as he's getting this from God, and Moses is just overwhelmed. We're told that his knees were knocking. He was shaking. Then what happens? Suddenly God's tone changes. And God says, all right, step aside, Moses. I'm going to wipe off your people that you brought out of Egypt. They're dishonoring me. And Moses did a Moses thing. Moses stepped in front of the living God and he said to God, with all due respect, sir, you can't do that. And God says, I'll make out of you a great nation. And Moses said, God, you said in your word that this people was going to be your people. So now if you bring them out to the wilderness and you destroy them here, all the nations of the earth are going to think that you're just like any other god. You just do things willy-nilly. So God said, all right, you go down and you address this. So Moses says, okay. And now Moses is thinking, probably like I'm thinking as a dad, or you're thinking as a dad, well, they probably did something a little wrong. I better go down and chastise them. So he's walking down with the 2 tablets that God had written. And he's walking down, and he looks out over the camp, and they're having an orgy. They're getting drunk and having sex and have a big old dance party around a golden calf. And they're saying, this calf brought us up out of Egypt. And Moses says, what are you doing? And he breaks God's commandments. How dare you? And he goes down and he says, who's on the Lord's side? And they go through the camp. 3,000 people died. It was not a happy day. The people thought, I can get away with this. God's up on the mountain. He's not going to care. They forgot God is God. Now, if you're paying attention, you already know the punchline. That's God coming down in the law on Mount Sinai. But what happens on Pentecost? Remember what happened on Pentecost? It says, then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I'll pour out my spirit in those days. They'll prophesy. I'll show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness, the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. 3,000 people were baptized that day. Oh, when God came thundering down with his law, 3,000 people died. Now God comes with his Holy Spirit, with this good news of Jesus Christ, and 3,000 are brought to faith, brought to new life. So now the moms and the dads are making sure the kids get this. This is something different. This is God letting us know that all of his promises have been kept. All the stuff we were waiting to happen has actually happened. Jesus really did come. He really did live, and he really did die, and that's the living proof. And so they gathered together. On Pentecost, we especially remember that God's people are in the habit of gathering together. Why? Well, part of it is we want to be where Jesus is. And Jesus says, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Another reason is you and I have been given different gifts. And so the Lord says, encourage one another, build each other up, and all the more as you see the last day getting closer. So we are to build up one another and carry one another's burdens. And what happens when it gets just a little bit too much and you just can't anymore? Because your plate is full and you don't, just can't. God's people still gather. And then God's people who are there can see that this friend of theirs who's going to be with them throughout eternity, this fellow believer, is in need of some encouraging, of some strengthening in their faith. You don't come to church to get stuff. You come to church to give stuff. To give your time and your best to God. To give your time and your best to your fellow believers. And then as we're celebrating all this phenomenal goodness that God has given to us by taking away all of our sins on a cross, coming back to life again, promising to be with us to the very end of time, then we hear God's name being placed on us, and we walk out and greet the weak and look for the people that God is going to place right in front of us to share the same good news with. And probably by tonight, well, I can't speak for you, but I'll probably have blown it by then, and I'll blow it again tomorrow and the next day. So by the time the next week comes around, I'll be waiting to hear what God has to say. You know what he says? For Jesus' sake, your sins are forgiven. For Jesus' sake, come to me. For Jesus' sake, be strong and encouraged, because I am with you and I will never abandon you. I will never leave you alone. I will strengthen you. I will help you with my righteous right hand. And that all started today in a festival of weeks. It's sometimes called the birthday of the New Testament church. So my friends, happy birthday. And when you go out today, make sure that this week you tell somebody, hey, it's my happy birthday. We just celebrated in church. The whole church got together to celebrate my happy birthday. Well, not just mine. And then tell them this good news. In Jesus' name, amen.